الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، نشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، نشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله، اما بعد. يا أيها الذين آمنوا، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العظيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة، يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters in Islam, today I am, like you, a witness that there is absolutely nothing worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no partners, no associates. There is nothing like him. Therefore, there is no wisdom like the wisdom of Allah. There is no knowledge like the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness without a doubt that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger. For sure, brothers and sisters, Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. And our messenger Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam does not speak or did not speak out of his own desire. It was nothing but revelation revealed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us, and we seek refuge with Allah from the weakness of ourselves. Remember, brothers and sisters, remember, whomever Allah guides can never be misguided. And whomever He allows to err can never, ever be guided except by the permission of Allah the Almighty. We ask Allah for His blessings upon His Messenger Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam and His family and His companions and the Muslims everywhere. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, there are a lot of things that I wanted to discuss with you today. I wanted to discuss about our beloved Sheikh Hassan al-Farabi, great leader, respected alim in Sudan. Some of you may not know, about 2 weeks ago, he was attacked viciously in the airport in Ottawa, Canada. Since that time, he's been in the hospital in Ottawa in intensive care. This is the same Hassan al-Farabi who visited us 2 weeks ago and stood right at this masjid here. He is the same one that I warned you, the brothers from the security, when you protect them with their lives, because there are people who want to kill him and to kill the Islamic movement. He is in need of our dua now. I wanted to talk about that today, but I'm not. I wanted to discuss with you the massacre of Muslims, thousands of Muslims in Bosnia, in what was once called Yugoslavia. But I'm not going to talk about that today. Even I wanted to discuss with you the struggles of the Muslims in Palestine and Kashmir and all over. But I'm not going to talk about that today. I even wanted to discuss with you the good news of the establishment of Afghanistan. Good news for Muslims. and the struggle of the Muslims to work together to establish an Islamic state. But I'm not going to talk about that today. I am motivated to speak on a topic that our treasurer, Muslim, said to me the other day, Imam, you must speak about divorce. And he said it with such animation and excitement, and he convinced me that we have to discuss this topic. Why? Because, brothers and sisters, we cannot be effective on a global mission until we first stabilize our domestic mission. We can't succeed outwardly until we first succeed inwardly. Not on an international level until we first deal with a local level. The foundation of our work begin in the home. I quote from the verse in Quran, the fourth surah and the first verse. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind. Ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum. Fear your guardian Lord who created you. Min nafsin wahida, from one person. Fear Allah who created us from one person, our father Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها and created from that one person his mate حواء Eve. Fear Allah who created for us one person Adam and then created from Adam his wife our mother what we call Eve Hawa. اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجال كثير ونساء. And then from these two, Adam and his wife, came countless men and women. اتقوا ربكم الذي تساءلون به والأرحام. Fear Allah, our Rabb. And not only that, fear the wounds that bore you. إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Verily Allah is a watch over you. And brothers and sisters, I bear witness, we need a watcher over us. And Allah is the watcher and he sees all that we do. Today, I want to talk about not only the nature of the woman, but the acceptance of the nature of the woman. Brothers, we must know the nature of the woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Laysa dhakaru kal untha. And the male is not like the female. Except in the nature of the woman. I looked around and I'm asked you. And I visualize all the brothers and sisters. And it dawned on me how many of us have been involved in divorces. Think about it. And you know what? If we continue the trend of divorces continue, if we continue at this present pace of divorces in our community, before long, each one of us would have been married to all everybody else. And we will have in our community musical mates. What do you mean, musical mates? A get married to C, A divorces C, C get married to E, C and E get divorced, they marry D, D they get divorced. Everybody, if we continue at this epidemic pace, we'll have in our community divorce upon divorce upon divorce. Why so many divorces? I think because we don't know each other. And brothers and sisters, I say what the angels said. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Glory to thee, O Allah. We have no knowledge except for what you have taught us. Verily, you are the knowing and the wise. Brothers, if it were up to us, we would change the woman, reshape her, and remold her in our image. You know why? Because we are ignorant. And we need Quran. And we need Sunnah. Why do we need Sunnah? For two reasons. We need the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because the hadith is an explanation of the Quran. You don't understand Quran because the details is supplied with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah gave him the understanding, the meaning of Quran. You want to know Quran? Study hadith. And hadith explains, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains the meaning of Quran. الذي خلق من نفس واحدة created you from one person. What does it mean? People try to give tafsir of Quran to say what it means. But it means what it says. Allah created one person first. Adam. Did you know Christians and Jews believe the same thing Muslims believe? That Allah created Adam first and then created Eve from the rib of Adam. Some people, they don't like that, modernists. Why would Allah create the man and then after he created the man, then take the rib from the man? You know why Allah did it? Because he's the creator and he knows and we don't know. But now in my little bit of knowledge, alhamdulillah, I appreciate Allah's wisdom. I told you, brothers and sisters, a moment ago that we read hadith for two reasons. One is that the hadith explains the Quran. And the second thing is that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ's example is an application of the Quran. So we need not only the understanding of the Quran, but how to implement it in our lives, how to understand it and to apply it. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best to apply Al-Quran. لَيْسَ ذَكْرُ كَالْإِنْسَ. And the male is not like the female, except in the nature of the woman. Now, brothers and sisters, today I'm going to focus on two hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Both of them, I believe, متفقون عليه. In Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih al-Muslim. Without a doubt, two authentic hadith. Listen to the words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ الْمَرْأَةَ خُلِقَتْ مِنْ جِيَعٍ. The woman is, have been created from a rib. The woman has been created from a rib.
your brother saying that. And the prophet continues, and the most curved part, or some translations, most crooked part of the rib is the uppermost part. So then you listen to some brothers in the back room. Your brother, check it out. You see, the prophet talked about the bent. He's crooked. You see? You know why we got so much problem with these sisters? They're crooked. See, the prophet said it, see? Brothers and sisters, never take out of context what our prophet said. You see, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not into female bashing. Allah is not prejudiced against this creation. And the woman created from a rib is Allah's determination. Allah's glory and His wisdom in creating the woman from the rib. But if you take this hadith in context, do you understand that the prophet is trying to motivate us? He's not giving us a biology lesson, but rather he's giving us a lesson on interpersonal relationship between man and wife. Because many women clash because they don't understand the nature of a woman, and women don't understand the nature of a man. And because they don't understand the nature in which they're created, a woman tries to reshape a man, and a man tries to reshape the woman. But the key is to be yourself. If a man and woman were more alike, we would compete against one another. But because we're different, we complement one another. Allah knew what He was doing when He created the woman for the man, and the man for the woman, based on the nature that Allah created. And if you understand the nature of man and woman, then you live in happiness. But if you don't understand the nature of man and woman, there'll be misery in the home, fighting and arguing, because you don't understand and appreciate and accept the nature in which Allah created the woman and created the man. Laysa dhakaru kal untha. Man is not like the woman, and the woman is not like the man. Stop trying to make the woman like yourself, and women, stop trying to reshape and reform that man, because laysa dhakaru kal untha, male is not like female. Let's put this hadith in context. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استسوا بالنساء خيرا إن المرأة خلقت من دلع. How does he start the hadith? He says, treat women kindly. Be careful of your treatment of women. Why? إِنَّ الْمَرَةَ خُلِقَتْ مِنْ دِيَعِ. Because the woman is created from a rib. And the most, rather than say crooked, I think better translation in the context is woman and the upper part of the rib is the most curved part. Why curved rather than crooked? Because crooked has connotation. And when you say the woman is crooked, then the connotation is she's sneaky and slithering and sliding and trickery. But that's not the intent in this hadith. But the rib is curved. And like the rib curved, the woman is curved. She's not crooked. She's curved. Why? Her curvature in her nature is what makes her so attractive to the man. And believe me, brother, when the woman starts resembling man, you're no longer attracted to her. I read a book. Why can't a man be more like a woman? That's a silly book. And Susie Feminist want all the women to be like the men. When Allah said, لَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى, and the male is not like the female. Stop trying to make the woman like a man. She can't be a man. And if she tries to be like a man, she's cursed. If she tries to dress like a man, she's cursed. If she tries to act like a man, she's cursed. Men know what? No woman competing with him. He wants a woman to be feminine and be a woman.
And really, a real woman don't want no man to be like her. Woman is created from bilah, a rib.
What do you mean? The woman is created from the rib. Every woman created from rib? No.
The first woman created from rib.
The same way Allah said in the Quran that man is created from turab. Man is created from dust. Every man? No, the first man, Adam. And then Allah said, kun fayakun, be, and it is. Allah took dust and said, be, and it is. And Adam became a living soul with the ruh and the spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you put dust in water and mix it together, is nothing until Allah breathes in it his ruh and his soul, and then it comes alive. But man and woman today created the same man. Husband and wife get together, the sperm mixes with the egg of the woman, and life begins. And then when this person or this sperm is in the womb of its mother, the angel comes, Allah sends the angel, and right in the womb of that life to be, its teacher, its work, is going to go to Jannah or Annar, paradise or hellfire. Is it going to be happy or what? And then the angel blows the ruh, the soul, and it becomes living. But so, the first woman created from a rib. Why are you created that way, Allah? Allah is showing us. Allah didn't choose to create the man and the woman at the same exact time. He didn't say, man and woman be. He said, man be, and create the woman from the man for his reason. Why?
Allah is showing you from the beginning, brother, made you to be the leader. You create the leader first.
Send the leader first, send the prophet first, and then send the followers after. No doubt about it, الرجال قوامون على النساء. Men are the maintainers of women. Men, you're the imam, you're the amir, you're the khalifa. Allah made it that way.
It doesn't mean that every one of us deserves it. But that's Allah's plan.
And then created the woman from the rib.
Why?
Allah took something from the man. The man is incomplete, brother. You're incomplete without a woman. Allah took the rib from the man and then created the woman from the rib and then gave the woman back to the man as a mate so they can live together in peace and love and rahmah, mercy. But there's no rahmah, no love, no mercy in the homes. Why? Because we don't understand the nature that Allah created, and we don't appreciate nor accept the nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the man and to the woman. لَيْسَ ذَكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى, and the male is not like the female. The other hadith gives more light on this hadith. Al-Marata Tadbi'i. The woman is like the rib. Now the light comes. The woman is like the rib. The rib is curved. If you try to straighten it, you're gonna break it. So if you want to enjoy the woman, enjoy her while she has some curves. Because if you try to change her nature, You're going to break her. And she's going to be other than what Allah created her to be.
And you're going to wind up in divorce. And he says, and breaking her is divorce. Brothers and sisters, upon Allah. May Allah help us. And I say this to you. The Imam is no exception from the trials that you're confronted with, he's confronted with.
The nature of women. What is that nature of women that makes it different from men?
It is the emotional makeup. Yes.
Women are by nature emotional. Stop. Some women, they don't like that. Especially crazy feminists. What do you mean? You're just as smart as man? We didn't say that. We didn't say that you're not smart. We said by nature you're emotional. And you know why they complain? They complain because they don't understand the beauty in the emotional makeup of the woman. Not emotional to an extreme, but what do you mean by emotional? Emotion is feeling. Women have feelings. You know why she always tell you, brother, but she's just not sensitive enough. You don't tell me about your feelings. That's what they're saying. The feelings, because women are sensitive, they feel, they have empathy, they have sympathy, they have love. His feelings is emotion. Man, he just thinks rational. But what is it? Just tell me what it is. Please, don't do all that emotion. Just tell me what it is. A lot of men are like that. He made her emotional. I asked the brothers the other night, Wednesday night, in the Imam training class. And have never seen an exception yet. Any woman that I have ever seen, if a mouse come by, she screeches. But you won't hear a man say that. Even though a man may be scared, he said, oh. But you don't screech. And if you know anybody who screeches, tell him to see me after the football. The notes are different. The man has to have a certain mind, rational, some kind, cold, sometimes, because he has to deal on outside. The woman has to deal on the inside. Sometimes the brothers, you know, they can't deal with the little baby. Mother can wake up 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, just as lovely, and she goes and changes the baby, and rocks the baby, and cuddles the baby. You can't do that, brother. Allah didn't give you the nature to do it. He gave you a different nature. Oh, you pick the baby up, and once in a while you say something, he's off to take the baby. But this is the nature of the man and the nature of the woman. They're different. For reason, because you're a teen. And if a team, we need somebody who gets the rebound, somebody who passes, somebody who shoots, somebody who plays defense. It's a team effort. Man and wife is a team effort. And if you're going to have a team effort, everybody can't be the same. They start ducking can over, and the male is not like the female. And so the prophet said in my conclusion, you want to get some benefit from her? Get benefit while she has some curves. Because believe me, if you try to straighten her out, there is no benefit for no one. And she will no longer be herself. And if she no longer be herself, you will feel it. What happened to the sister? She used to be so nice, so warm, so lovely, so sweet. She used to love me. But now, she's different. Why? You changed her, brother. And you broke her. And the male is not like the female, nor is the female like the male. That's the fool in Nisa'i Khairah. Treat women kindly. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It is a hadith that
many women may be ashamed of. But it is, I believe, a hadith that most of us don't understand. It's hadith that some Muslim scholars have tried to explain away. Others have ignored. But today I chose to deal with it straight on. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I stood at the gate of paradise and saw that the poor people were the first to enter and the rich people were held back for an accounting. Majority of the people in Al-Jannah, poor people. More poor people than rich people. For reason. Being rich is not a thing. But to be rich comes the responsibility of wealth. How you earn it and how you distribute it. If I'm poor, I don't have to pay zakat. The Israel's zakat due on me. If I'm poor and I don't have sadaqah of money to give, it's not incumbent upon me. But if I'm wanting and greedy, and don't give zakat, and don't give sadaqah, don't give charity, don't spend on the halal, don't spend my wealth jihad, fisabilillah, then the punishment comes. And most people, brothers and sisters, it seems to be the nature of the son of Adam, that if you give him a valley of gold, he's never satisfied until he has a second valley of gold. And give him two valleys of gold, he'll never be satisfied until you give him a third. This is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Then he continued, and I stood by the gate of An-Nar, Babu Nar, and I saw, ra'aytu, the majority of the inhabitants of hell were women. I asked a scholar in Islam about this hadith. He said, some of the scholars say that the reason that the majority of the women or the majority of the inhabitants were women is because women outnumber men. I told him to his face, that's weak. That has nothing to do with this hadith. Why? Because if the majority of the inhabitants of hell were women because women outnumber men, then that would also mean that the majority of the inhabitants of heaven would also be women, for women outnumber men. And by the way, if it meant that, the hadith doesn't make sense. Why say it? Is it just a consequence of having a large number of people? No, that has nothing to do with that. The Prophet explains why. And I want to begin my conclusion by explaining why and what the Prophet says. Sisters, you don't have to be ashamed. Because the hadith did not say that they were in hellfire because they were women. Their gender had nothing to do with it. It is what they did. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ لَا تَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا. You will never enter paradise until you believe. Believe. Action in the mercy of Allah. Believe, action in the mercy of Allah. It would be beauty, brothers, for Allah to create something and then condemn it if it cannot go beyond its creation and just something that goes against the commandments of Allah. Allah is not like that. Now let's explain what the hadith said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then inshaAllah, Allah will give us understanding. And then the Prophet said, and I looked, and I stood at the gate of hell, and I saw the majority of the inhabitants were women. Alhamdulillah for the Sahaba of that time. قَالُوا, they said,
بما
يا رسول الله
why they got a good point why were the majority of the inhabitants in hellfire why were they women بما
and if they didn't ask the question we would have to speculate until يوم القيامة but alhamdulillah they asked the question and the prophet gave the answer صلى الله عليه وسلم he said
بكفرهن
that's what the prophet said because of their disbelief or ingratitude this word kufr means either disbelief or ingratitude that's what it means either disbelief or ungratefulness ingratitude
بكفرهن that's his answer لما
بكفرهن because of their disbelief. But they didn't stop there.
Here it was said, يَقْفِرْنَ بِاللَّهِ They disbelieve in Allah.
They want to get some understanding of the hadith.
يَقْفِرْنَ بِاللَّهِ They disbelieve in Allah.
قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ
يَقْفِرْنَ الْعَيْشِ
الْعَسِيرَ No. They're ungrateful to their husbands. This is the reason. This is the reason why the majority of inhabitants of hellfire are women. Now let me stop here, brothers and sisters, and say this. Does that mean that women who go to hellfire because of being ungrateful to their husbands will never get out of hellfire? No. It doesn't mean that. You know, every believer, alhamdulillah, every believer will eventually come out of hellfire. Alhamdulillah. But I warn you, don't say, well, I don't have to worry about anything. Eventually I'll come out. Because the hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the last person who comes out of hellfire will have been there 70,000 years. And each year equal to 1,000 of our years. An equivalent of 70 million years. Nothing to play with. And when they come out, brothers and sisters of hellfire, they will be so black from the burn, even after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw them in the river of life and send them into Al-Jannah. The people of Al-Jannah and paradise will recognize them. They call them Al-Jahamiyyah, the people who came from hellfire, because they have the signs, the burning on their heels. So we seek refuge with Allah from the punishment of the fire. Allahumma inni a'udhubika min adab al-nar. We seek refuge with Allah from the punishment of the fire. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yaqfirna al-Asir. They are ungrateful to their husbands. And he continued. Listen to this. Sisters, please listen. They are ungrateful to their husbands and ungrateful for the favors given to them. لو أحسنت إلى إخداعنا الظهر ثم رأيت منك شيئا قال ما رأيت منك خيرا قط. If you give a whole lifetime of favors to the women, these women, one time, you do something that she doesn't like, she says, you have never done for me any good. Never. You never did anything for me. Never. You never said a kind word for me, never. You never brought me anything, never. Never. You never did anything good, never. You pray for him, yeah? Pray in gratitude. Now, brothers and sisters, we come to our conclusion. The message that I have for us today is not for the man and not for the woman. It's for us both. Let's see if we can make understanding of all of this, inshaAllah.
This hadith, I'm not afraid of. No. Because, alhamdulillah, Allah gives us through His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understanding.
Let's look at the duty and then we close, inshaAllah.
Why would a woman say, "He never did anything good for me"?
You know why? Her rib.
What do you mean? It gets emotional.
Something hurt her.
So she reacts. And this is what makes them emotional. By what they say and what they do based on the emotion. That's not really them talking.
And that's where you and I come in. To understand that.
تَحْتَسُوا بِالنِّسَاءِ خَيْرًا.
This is how he thought the hadith. Be kind in your treatment of women. Because women have been created from the rib. And the most curved part of the rib is the upper part. And if you try to straighten it, you're going to break it. And if you leave it alone, it will remain curved. The straighten means to divorce her. If you want to get pleasure from her and goodness and joy, get the joy while she remains clean. And then he ended the hadith. Fastasu bin nisa. Treat women kindly. So the message there is not the creation of the woman. The message is the treatment of the woman. So now you know. Alright, I'm armed with this reality. So then if it goes off, you say, I know what that is. That's the curse. I'm going to be patient. Why? I conclude with this ayat from the Quran. And brothers and sisters, I am so happy to be Muslim. I just don't know no other life to be. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He never ever test any of us believing the deen. I pray all of us remain unto this deen and we do not die except as a Muslim. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our children can love and live this deen and don't die except as a Muslim. Listen to this from the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we conclude. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْدَكُمْ لِبَعْدٍ فِئْنَا أَتَحْبِرُونَ. We have made some of you as a trial for others. Please be patient.
وقال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لترقي بعلي فتنة هي أدر على الرجال من النساء.
I have not left a trial after me more harmful for the man than the woman.
Look at that man. That's a big child, brother. That's you right there, your partner in life. Your greatest joy
and your biggest trial.
How can you escape the pain and the trap
and enjoy the pleasure? See, you gotta have wisdom. You gotta know. And you gotta implement. And you gotta practice. And being an ilm and hikmah. You gotta practice this.
Because if you react to the curve, you finish. You gotta understand it
and apply your code logic and wisdom like you have and deal with it.
Listen, this could bond for you in this respect. This hadith is not a put-down. It's getting to know you. Getting to know yourself. Check yourself, sister. If you see yourself going beyond, check yourself. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْتِكُمْ لِبَعْتِ فِتْنَةً تَصْبَرُونَ تَصْبِرُونَ. We made some of you as a trial for others. Will you be patient, sister? Will you be patient? And you got to watch the upper part. The upper part of the woman is her head. And that which is in the head is her mouth. And her mouth will get her in trouble. Her mouth uncontrolled. her mouth control your tongue. You see, sister, the beautiful thing about this hadith, it doesn't say that you condemn because you're women. Listen. Listen to what Iblis said. Listen to what Shaitan said. أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. I'm better than him. I'm better than Adam. You created me of fire. And him you created of mud. Iblis cannot stay on the day of judgment. I am as I am. A deceiver, a liar, because of my creation on fire. Why can't he say that? Because other creatures created a fire. Then some of them will go to Jannah. Believe in jinn and disbelieve in jinn. It's not because of your creation. It's what you did. It's your creation. If Allah created you of fire, you can go to Jannah or you can go to hell. If Allah created you from dust, brother, created you from turab, created you from pool, created you from ma'ah, water, created you from mud, dust, water, nutfa, sperm, whatever Allah created you from, you can rise from that and go to Jannah or go to hell. And sister, if Allah created you from a rib, many created from a rib will go to Jannah and many will go to hell. The choice is up to you. So brothers and sisters, Allah has made some of us as a trial for others. Will we be patient? Brother, are you about to divorce us? Think. Is it because of the curved rib? Can we get around it? Then try. If not, stay together in peace, but separate in kindness. And this is the beauty of Al-Islam. I admonish you, brothers and sisters, be patient. Brothers, be patient. Go back home and be patient with the wives. And I know sometimes, brothers, you know how we are? If the woman's mouth goes off, how brothers respond, they don't do a lot of arguing. They're quiet. They go away and sit down in the corner somewhere and they're quiet. And so here she comes. But she wants you to talk to her. But you don't want to talk. Little big teddy bear. Hey, you know, brothers, we have to do that. You know, we have to keep on the front, you know. But we don't have to do that as Muslims. Alhamdulillah, this is the dunya. We have al-hikmah, we have al-Quran, we have sunnah. How did the Prophet do it, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He is the application of al-Quran. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and bless our home. Muslims are going to succeed on an international level. We must first master our homeland. Oh Allah, please. Give us the wisdom to understand the nature of each other. Give us the insight to appreciate what you've given to us. And give us the willpower to accept the creation that you've given to us. O Allah, pour out upon us your constancy and your patience. O Allah, make our families strong. Let us have good and strong wives, wonderful, good, strong husbands, and marvelous, good, obedient children. O Allah, guide us to Sirat al-Mustaqim. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين الحمد لله رب العالمين.